Yeah, thanks, Porrick. We're here at the end of the second run round Gyarton, stage 18. 15.6 kilometres, the conditions in there, dry, so once again, the crew's making a tyre choice, most of them probably going on the hard tyre. Now, there is a bit of spitter rain towards the end of the stage, but it's not going to have any sort of major impact. But the story at the head of the field, as we know, Josh Moffat leading against Alistair Fisher by just a second, got into the stage, and that is now out to 1.8. By the times that we have been given, Josh's navigator Andy Hayes gave me 7:45.6 was his time. Fisher 7:46.4. Now that's according to what the navigators have given us. So that's at a difference of 1.8. Now there is a conflicting time on the results sheet. It's now out to 3.8, but we'll clarify that later on for you. But what we do know is Josh Moffat has gone faster than Fisher and ever so slightly increased his advantage. Sam Moffat, 7:53 dead for Sam Moffat. That wasn't the third fastest time. Third quickest in there off the cars at the head of the field was Declan Boyle, 7:51 for Declan Boyle. Marian Evans, 7:59.7. No time for Kevin Gallagher because he couldn't stop with us. The reasoning for it, he's having clutch problems with the car. He's trying to get around the final loop. He's leading the modified category. We got the timesheet off him, but he didn't stop to tell us how things were going. 7:59.7 was the actual time for Kevin Gallagher in there. Gary Jennings, 7:57.9. And also, James Stafford, 7:53.1. So unofficially, at the head of the leaderboard, Josh Moffat is leading by, we'll go with 3.8 seconds ahead of Alistair Fisher. Conflict with the time that we were given, but we'll go what's on the official results. 3.8 in favour of Josh Moffat over Alistair Fisher as they head to High Glen. Sam Moffat is third, 55 seconds adrift. Fourth is Marian Evans, a further 13 back. Declan Boyle's looking to close in on that fourth spot, currently 10.8 down now on fourth place Evans. Kevin Gallagher, sixth overall, over a minute down in Boyle, but he does have a cushion of 10 seconds to Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy, who are in the Fiesta, seventh overall. And then it's 26 seconds back then to James Stafford, who is in eighth position. Stafford in the modified category is currently sitting second, and if I add up the times, 37.1 seconds is the difference between Gallagher and Stafford in that battle for Group M. David Kelly wraps up at the top nine. He's a further 28 down, and then Declan Gallagher and Derek Heena are third in class 14, and they sit in 10th overall, and they've got a cushion of 36 seconds back to Gary Kiernan. So let's take a look at Mark Alcorn's time on the stage, Gyarton. We did, of course, tell you earlier this morning, third quickest, he was 8 minutes dead. The time for Mark Alcorn, he's gone quicker again, 7:58.4 for Mark Alcorn in there, in that stage, and that's a very impressive run again by him in the Mark II Escort. And as I look down through the list, I can confirm he's the quickest modified again. Very, very good time by Mark Alcorn. The quickest modified in there. He done a 7:58. And looking at the times, that would probably put him about 10th fastest overall in that stage. So another good performance by Mark Alcorn. But at the head of the field, as they go now to High Glen for the first time today, two stages left. They're going to High Glen and wrap it up in Atlantic Drive. Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes, they're the championship leaders. They're looking to take a big win in Donegal. This would be their first win in Donegal. They have an advantage of 3.8 over Alistair Fisher as they go to the Glen. And we'll be back with more from the Jewel Donegal International Rally real soon here in Sunday Sport.